proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Today we begin a multi-part series on the prophetic portions of the book of Daniel. Daniel is divided into two parts, chapters 1 through 6 being a history of Daniel, and chapters 7 through 12 containing prophecy that God gave Daniel about the last days and about the Jewish people's part in the last days. Daniel chapter 7 marked the beginning of this second part of the book. In this second part, Daniel himself received various visions from God. Unlike the example of other Old Testament prophets, the Bible never indicated that the word of the Lord came unto Daniel, nor did it state that Daniel spoke as the Holy Spirit moved him, as with other prophets. Instead, the text reads that Daniel, quote, had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed, unquote. In the seventh chapter of Daniel, God gave him three parts of a vision relating to future conflicts that would involve the Jewish people. In the first vision, the four winds of heaven battled on the great sea. Daniel beheld three beasts. The first of these was similar to a lion, originally, possessing the wings of an eagle, and which received a man's heart. The second beast was identified as a bear containing three ribs in its mouth. The third beast was a leopard, having four wings and four heads. The text in Daniel 7 implied that these beasts appeared on the scene in sequential order, not simultaneously. How should a Bible student interpret these figures? One of the most basic methods of Bible interpretation involves comparing Scripture with Scripture. The term sea often referred figuratively to the Gentile nations, as it did in the 17th chapter of Revelation. The four winds of heaven depicted disturbing influences, such as characterized times of chaos. The image Daniel saw depicted a time of turmoil rising among the Gentile nations, an interval that served as a background for the rise of these beasts. How to identify these beasts in history? The first beast was the Babylonian Empire. We note that a passage in Jeremiah chapter 4 compared Babylon to a lion. Quote, "The lion has come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of Gentiles is on his way," unquote. Another passage in the book of Jeremiah, in the 50th chapter, actually compared King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon to a lion. The second beast in Daniel's vision represented the Medo-Persian Empire, which flourished for about two centuries. The bear, described as raised up on one side, showed the ultimate submersion of the Median portion of that government into the Persian Empire as an entity. The three ribs in the bear's mouth could represent the nations of Egypt, Lydia, and Babylon, three allied nations conquered by the Persian Empire in B.C. 568, B.C. 547, and B.C. 539, respectively. The Grecian Empire, which flourished from B.C. 331 to 168 B.C., the Grecian Empire was founded by Alexander the Great and depicted the third beast. The picture of a leopard symbolizes speed combined with aggression. This certainly characterized Alexander's conquests, because Alexander conquered much of the known world within a seven-year period. The third beast, having four wings and four heads, depicted the fourfold division of Alexander's conquest among his generals after Alexander died. Daniel also saw a fourth beast. We'll learn more about this in our next session. This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.